From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melvin. A major storm is creating havoc in portions of the state of Texas. Rescue crews are racing against rising floodwaters to pull hundreds of stranded residents from their homes and cars in southeast Texas as Harvey, the most powerful storm to hit the state in more than 50 years, roars inland. The storm has killed at least two people, according to Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. He said on Twitter that the death toll could rise. Authorities have urged residents to stay off the streets of Houston and other southeast Texas cities as rain falling at up to 5 inches per hour floods roads and major intersections. The Harris County Joint Information Center said first responders were conducting hundreds of rescues early this morning. VOA's Celia Mendoza is in Houston. She says normal life routines there have been severely affected.
The businesses, as restaurants, as stores, things that will need people to come by and buy products are closed because they don't want anybody coming into locations. They know that most people won't be able to access them. And that is just one of the things that we have seen over the past few hours. Every store, every restaurant completely closed, and just a few of the gas stations are open. The other problem is not even that they are open, but people are not able to get into those locations due to the water. Highway 10 is being closed, and that is just a sign of what is happening here in Houston right now.
Harvey slammed into Texas late Friday as a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 130 miles or 210 kilometers per hour, making it the strongest storm to hit the state since 1961. It has since lingered over the state, dumping amounts of rain that threaten to break records. VOA News. India is deploying thousands of riot police and shutting down internet services in two northern states as it prepares for the sentencing Monday of a self-styled God man whose followers went on a rampage after he was convicted of rape on Friday. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh's cult Dera Sacha Sauda has a vast rural following in Punjab and Haryana states, where frenzied mobs burned down gas stations and train stations and torched vehicles after a local court found him guilty of raping two women in a 2002 case. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he disagrees with President Trump's decision to pardon former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio less than a month after he was convicted of criminal contempt in a case involving his department's racial profiling policy. A statement issued by Ryan's office said law enforcement officials have a special responsibility to respect the rights of everyone in the United States. He said we should not allow anyone to believe that responsibility is diminished by this pardon. Both Republican senators from Arizona, John McCain and Jeff Flake, also were critical of the move. In a statement late Friday, the White House said of Arpaio, throughout his time as sheriff, Arpaio continued his life's work of protecting the public from the scourges of crime and illegal immigration. As sheriff of Arizona's Maricopa County, Arpaio was a vocal advocate for crackdowns on illegal immigration and last month was convicted of misdemeanor contempt of court because he refused to comply by a U.S. District Judge order to stop traffic patrols that were aimed at identifying illegal immigrants. Iraq forces have retaken almost all of Tal Afar, Islamic State's stronghold in the country's northwest. The Iraq military said today after just 8 days of fighting, all 29 neighborhoods in Tal Afar city had been taken back from the militant group. The Lebanese army has announced a unilateral ceasefire in its fight against the Islamic State group along the border with Syria. A statement from the army Sunday said the ceasefire began at 0400 universal time in order to allow for negotiations linked to the fate of 9 Lebanese soldiers kidnapped in August of 2014 and thought to still be held by the militants. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah and the Syrian army, which are fighting the Islamic State group in the same area, also have announced cease fires. And Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales is expelling the head of the UN Anti-Corruption Commission that is investigating the president's campaign financing. A video posted on the government's Twitter site shows Morales declaring that representative non grata.
That's the latest world news from VOA.